At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
All right, simple way to get to the bottom of this whole drone thing is ask the most powerful man on earth.
Oh, you weren't listening?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's disappointing. Where is it?
40?
I think it's just one. There's a lot of drones authorized up there. I think one started and they all guided everybody to want to get in the deal.
First of all, he's standing next to a helicopter in a laundromat or something like that. That's Joe Biden. And he says, there's a lot of illegal drones up there and then a lot of copycats. Okay, that certainly helped the conversation about what they are and whether we should be worried. Apparently he wasn't briefed on anything.
I don't know why we're hearing from the former president.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the control room is talking to me. What's that? He's the current president?
So there's a poll out. There's a poll out, Emerson poll, polling people on, is it justifiable to murder healthcare CEOs in the street? And you wouldn't think you'd get very many people that say it's okay, but there's a big chunk, especially young people, think it is okay. We'll get to that later, too.
Just shocking. So if you are just tuning in, first of all, welcome and a joyous holiday season to you. Last hour, we were beginning to go over the House Oversight Committee's big COVID report, touching on it briefly and fairly swiftly, but we as a people can't just let it go. It is really quite, well, I'll have a link. I'll send the link to the folks and we'll have it up at armstrongandgetty.com. But last hour we went through the origin and the gain of function research, the utter just spewing of tax dollars to foreign mobsters and all the fraud and such. The WHO's absolute kowtowing to the Chinese communist line, how the social distancing and mask mandates were utterly unsupportable and did no good. House committee continues lockdowns. Prolonged lockdowns caused immeasurable harm to not only the American economy, but also to the mental and physical health of Americans, with a particularly negative effect on younger citizens. Rather than prioritizing the protection of the most vulnerable populations, federal and state governments forced millions of Americans to forego crucial elements of healthy and financially sound life. Agreed. They get into some specifics in New York, the travel restrictions. COVID-19 misinformation. Public health officials often spread misinformation through conflicting messaging, knee-jerk reactions, and a lack of transparency. In the most egregious examples of pervasive misinformation campaigns, off-label drug use and the lab leak theory were unjustly demonized by the federal government. And there's a subcategory of how the federal government worked with private social media to censor private citizens expressing their points of view, many of whom ended up being 100% correct.
You know what will be lost to history, though, in terms of analyzing all this, is historians pointing out, because Trump said it, had a lot to do with many of these things.
Yes.
Trump's
I mean,
for that, I'm against it. He's against that, I'm for it. Played such a huge role.
To the point of utter bizarre, cruel absurdity. You're right. It will be difficult to convince people. No. In Europe, the schools were open. The private schools were open, and everybody was fine, but they kept the government schools closed. Why? Because Trump said they should open. Well, no, they had to have other evidence or, you know, signs. No. Trump had a near magical power to compel people to do the opposite of what he said just because he said it. And they'll think, oh, the old man's oversimplifying. Okay. They mentioned that the COVID-19 vaccine was highly successful and helped save millions of lives, but was rushed into commission without properly appraising the risks. The mandates were not supported by science, caused more harm than good. The Biden administration coerced healthy Americans into compliance with the COVID-19 vaccine mandates that trampled individual freedoms, harmed military readiness, and disregarded medical freedom to force a novel vaccine on millions of Americans without sufficient evidence to support their policy decisions. Then the utterly, just again, unforgivable ignoring of natural immunity.
Yeah. That was just that weird enthusiasm for the vaccine as opposed to an enthusiasm for immunity, whether it was from the vaccine or natural, because you had already had COVID.
And they go into the fact that while the vaccine lessened the seriousness of many cases and did save many lives, it did not halt the spread at all. Even though we were told over and over again that it would, and then once you got the jab, you could go back to normal life. Let's see. They get into the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic and associated government response on individuals, communities, small businesses, healthcare providers, states, and local government entities. And as you might guess, the conclusion is it was utterly unnecessary, so much of it, and terribly, terribly damaging. I'm reminded of Gavin Newsom, the utterly inept governor of California, who made it clear that his only priority is preventing the spread and preventing death. And as we observed at the time, and others did too, that's the opposite of leadership. Leadership weighs the pluses and minuses, the competing interests, the different needs that human beings have. And don't pretend with a cultish ferocity that there's only one thing to pay attention to. Utterly inexcusable. Then they get into the COVID-19 school closures. The science, quote unquote, and I like how they used the quotes there, never justified prolonged school closures. Children were unlikely to contribute to the spread of COVID-19 or suffer severe illness or mortality. Instead, as a result of school closures, children experienced historic learning loss, higher rates of psychological distress, and decreased physical well-being. And then they mentioned that the CDC actually ran their guidances through the American Federation of Teachers to provide specific language for the guidance.
Yeah, nice.
And the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, accepted numerous edits made by the powerful, powerful teachers union, which couldn't give half a crap about your kid.
That is true.
That is the long and short of the Committee on Oversight and Accountability report on COVID-19 response, and we will post the link at armstrongandgetty.com. The executive summary is a 10-12-minute read and really, really informative.
What a dark chapter.
Coronavirus!
Thank you, Cardi B. Quick
Dr.
couple of
Cardi
things.
B. Quick She's couple. As much a doctor as Dr. Jill Biden.
Quick couple of things before we go to break. I don't know if you're following this. I'm not. Unbelievable internal pressure on Justin Trudeau to resign as Prime Minister of Canada right now. Some of his closest aides who've been with him his entire political career have quit. And his approval rating is like 4%, and he's done. So
we underappreciate how woke Justin Trudeau is in America. I happen to know a handful of Canadians that you can't shut them up because they hate him so much. But, yeah, they went way down the woke road in Canada, and he's been a miserable failure.
A couple NATO members said yesterday, no one in Europe believes that peace can be achieved between Ukraine and Russia without territorial losses for Ukraine. That's the first time NATO leaders have officially said that out loud, that the only way this is going to end is Ukraine giving up land. So, I'm going to save that one. One more here. Oh, did you see Prince Andrew? Like his closest aide, who was Chinese, turned out to be a Chinese spy. Like a real serious, big-time Chinese spy. Eh, well, another blow for Prince Andrew. This one. I don't know how much time I want to spend on this. This is out of the school shooting the other day. How much more frequent murder is in the United States than other large high-income countries, if you're going to compare, you know, similar lifestyles? Homicides per 100,000. You just look at the graph, where it's like, I mean, there's you could add up, looks like you could add up Canada, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan and not even come close to where we are.
Yeah, we're a very murdery country.
Why is that, do you think?
Oh, there are a handful of reasons. I mean, give me two. Book-length answer. Second Amendment. Guns are much more readily available than in other places.
And because guns, it's easy to kill people with guns?
Oh, it's incredibly effective, yeah. Yeah, you got to work to kill somebody with, you know, other means.
A guns, brick, a knife.
Really effective killing machine, yeah. And I'm staunchly pro-First Amendment, for what it's worth. The other thing is we have the vast majority of murders take place among subcultures of America in which it's considered appropriate to use deadly force over minor disputes, including quote-unquote turf in neighborhoods.
Yeah, if you have a complete breakdown of the American family in certain segments of society, and then the whole gang thing, why don't they have that, though, in France, Great Britain, all these other places, Canada? Is it just the guns?
Yeah, again, it's pretty complicated, but it's worth pointing out that in, say, Placer County, California, where I raised my kids, it's bristling with conservative redneck fools like myself who have lots and lots of guns and have fun shooting them and the rest of that. And we would all consider it absolutely unthinkable, abhorrent, just unspeakable to use deadly violence to settle a minor dispute. It would just never, ever happen. So it's cultural. Nobody likes to talk about that because it's uncomfortable because race factors into it indirectly. But that's one of the big reasons.
The fact that we murder each other so much more than other countries should be talked about more. Like in a not quickly become worried somebody's going to take your guns away or quickly be worried on the other side and something else. Because it's just a fact. We have way more murders than other countries with similar lifestyles. What the heck?
Well, and there's so many layers of hypocrisy and weirdness here, because in a lot of European countries, you're not allowed to have personal use of firearms, or I don't know the laws country by country, but really hard to get a gun, really hard to own a gun. And if you get caught with a gun, you're in serious, serious trouble. I mean, like, say goodbye to your family for a long time trouble. In the United States, where we have one side of the political spectrum constantly saying we shouldn't have guns, we shouldn't have the Second Amendment, blah, 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 they refuse to enforce gun laws because of their woke politics. So what the hell is going on?
Right.
What are you to make of it?
Right. Speaking of murders, the CEO of UnitedHealthcare was murdered in the street in New York, and a lot of people think that was good, according to a new poll. We'll get to that, among other things, on the way.
The financial world's biggest players just dropped a bombshell. Citigroup's latest prediction, gold rocketing past $3,000 by 2025. Think about that number, $3,000. While Wall Street scrambles, here's what they won't tell you. This isn't just a prediction, it's a wake-up call. Every day you wait could cost you. Every moment of hesitation, a lost opportunity. Every maybe tomorrow, another step behind. Smart investors are already moving. They see what's coming. A golden tide that could lift some boats and leave others high and dry. Where will you be when gold hits $3,000? Celebrating your foresight or wishing you'd listened? Noble Gold Investments is your bridge to that future. Your partner in preparation. Your guide to what's coming. Be positioned. Be confident. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com now and get 10 one-ounce silver American Eagle coins with a qualified account. Just use promo code SILVER because $3,000 gold won't wait for permission. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risk. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making any investment decision.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Eye iZirvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZirvey gets GA going slower.
iZirvey or Avacin Capted Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZirvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZirvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZirvey today.
iZirvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZirvey.com. That's iZirvey.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
74% of Americans said they support Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s proposal to ban certain food additives, including food dyes. So get psyched, kids, for the newest flavor of Jolly Ranchers, plain.
Dope.
The flavor will still be the same, but the color, yeah, like Jolly Ranchers and what are the little crackers my kids ate when they were little? Goldfish.
Goldfish,
I think they're going to be like gray brown.
No, they're not. Stop it. Canada outlaws all these horrendous food dyes, and they're the food, they're plenty colorful. They're just not quite as lurid.
You're an expert on how colorful Canadian food is?
I happen to have seen a photo feature on the topic.
Okay. We have unimportant breaking news. The House Ethics Committee has voted to release the Matt Gaetz report.
Oh, no, I hope he's not a skirt-chasing scumbag.
I'm looking it over. Underage goats. Oh, Lord.
Floyd.
No, the details are not out yet, and but they don't matter anymore, right? Because he's no longer up for anything, and he's gonna go be a host of a TV show somewhere. So whatever.
Remember, underage goats can't give consent, Jack.
So that's that.
Kids be kids.
here's something I've been meaning to talk about, and I haven't heard anybody else bring it up. So it's possible it's unique to me, but I doubt it. You know, everybody agrees, I think, that, like, our attention spans have changed from staring at smartphones.
Heck yeah.
And it's amazing that my brain was a certain way until I was 47, and then smartphones came along, and now reading a book is very, very difficult. I fully believe that having a self-driving car, which most people do not yet, that I use regularly, I'll use it on the way to work today, I'll use it on the way home, trains your brain to not pay attention anymore.
Oh.
Because my whole life, driving a car, obviously you're paying attention. I mean, geez, you could die if you're not paying attention. But even in the 3 years I've had a self-driving car, using it practically daily, my brain's gotten used to driving doesn't mean you got to pay attention. And when I get into my truck that doesn't have self-driving, I really regularly forget that I'm in charge of this thing.
Oh,
and I
wow.
think that's why I had my motorcycle wreck. I think that's why I had my motorcycle wreck. My brain is used to, just like I used to be able to read and pay attention, you know, now it's like, do this instead. My brain driving means do something else. Think about, look around, read texts, whatever. And I think that's why I had my motorcycle wreck.
I have not had that experience at all, but intuitively that makes perfect sense to me. Sometimes when you get in your car, you don't have to pay attention at all. Oh, I know you're supposed to, but and sometimes you have to every single second. And, you know, I live in the world where there's no exception to the every single second thing.
Right. There's
that makes perfect sense to me.
Yes, you are supposed to pay attention. There's no way they're going to be able to mandate people paying attention in the same way, though, if you've got a self-driving car. It's just not possible.
I find it nearly effortless to keep the car between the painted lines. So why am I using a self-driving car if I have to pay attention
right.
as acutely as I do the rest of the
time? Right. I've wondered that from the very beginning.
My arms are not tired from steering.
I've wondered that from the very beginning. I don't mind driving now, so why would I go self-driving if I'm going to pay the same amount of attention with my hands on the steering wheel in the same spot? So it just defies human nature. But anyway, that frightens the hell out of me. That I've trained my brain to not see driving as a life and death situation for me and everybody else on the road.
I'll bet between a year and two from now, a big study comes out that confirms exactly what you just said. I think you nailed it. And I haven't heard anybody talking about that either.
Look at you,
visionary.
I don't know if it's happening for other people, but I know for a fact as it happened to me that I have to remind myself, oh, that's right, I'm in my truck. It doesn't drive itself. Jeez, that's scary.
Wow.
There's really no need for self-driving car other than when you're in bad big city traffic. It is the greatest. It is the greatest in bad traffic. Just fantastic. You're sitting on your couch with whoever else is in the car, you know, talking, listening to music as it takes you along in the miserable traffic.
Wow, cool. So coming up this hour and perhaps next hour, the year in review, a lot of the big news stories that everybody paid attention to. It's both kind of informative and amusing to hear that list go by. Also, the leading theories on what's going on with the drones, rated for which is the most likely.
And that poll on gunning down CEOs in the street, which is disturbing. Yikes.
Armstrong and Getty.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Martha was ready to switch to a career in IT.
There's always a need for IT specialists, especially with AI coming out and cybersecurity. It's practically recession-proof.
My Computer Career even provides job placement help.
The career specialists, they're very helpful. They care about you as a person. You're not just a number to them. I would recommend My Computer Career wholeheartedly to anyone.
Take the free career evaluation today. Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Not available.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. So if you're looking for the perfect gift, give a gift certificate to Capturing the Essence Salt Cave or visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street to find health-wise gifts like the Genesis Stone, our salt packs, or the Essence of Renewal that helps to eliminate nerve pain. We're here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. And give the gift of relaxation and wellness.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m. Perfect for families with early bedtime. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of...
That's people chanting Free Luigi outside of his jail. He's the murderous scumbag who killed this CEO from United Healthcare. And they also have signs that more CEOs need to die. Well, so there's a poll out today from Emerson College. That's a real polling outfit. 41% of young people, that would be under 30, 18 to 29-year-olds, 41% of young people say it's at least somewhat acceptable to murder CEOs in the street. You have 24% that say it's somewhat, 17% say it's completely acceptable. So that's a little troubling.
Yeah, I would say so, but not shocking given the indoctrination that they've been under in their schools and high schools and colleges for the last couple of generations.
Twice as many Democrats as Republicans, by the way. Probably fits in with your whole college theory, since probably more went to, but anyway, so.
The pro-murder party.
Maybe the drones will fix all this.
That's what we're hoping for, right?
Somehow the drone invasion will.
Our drone overlords.
Here's something that amazes me, that we're now, I don't know how many weeks into this, I was actually listening to a podcast yesterday. A New Jersey native said, hey, we've been talking about this in New Jersey for a lot longer than the rest of you have. So in New Jersey, they've been talking about it for like a month. The country's been talking about it for like 2 weeks. All the drones being spotted over New Jersey. Here's the sitting U.S. Senator, one of them, from New Jersey, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
I don't know if it's safe or not safe because we don't have full domain awareness. We don't know whose the drones are. We don't know whether they're adversarial or run by a foreign entity. We don't know what their purpose is. We don't know if they're spying.
So as of today, a U.S. senator from the state in question doesn't know if they're foreign, domestic, or a threat, despite all the things that we're hearing from various people. I find that amazing.
Yeah, I was being critical of the idea of sharing sensitive intelligence with senators because some of them are lunkheads earlier. But the fact that she couldn't rule out any of those things. I mean, you'd think the military could have said, hey, super classified, what's happening? I'll tell you what's not happening is Chinese spies. Don't worry about that.
Right.
They couldn't check any of those boxes?
Right.
That seems very strange.
Right. What is going on with the communication? I have no idea. I don't even know what my working theory is right now.
I don't either. And the amount of nutty stuff going on online, I refuse to use the terms misinformation and its cruel cousin disinformation. I don't know why. Probably because it's like using the term fact check.
Yeah.
It's become so tainted with the dishonesty of the people who use those terms. I it makes me feel oogie to go there.
Dishonesty or mishonesty.
Right. Beautiful. Let's see. I want to hear one more thing. That's a good example. This Mayor Mike Mellum of some little town in New Jersey. 42, please, Michael.
There was and there is an alert that's out right now that radioactive material in New Jersey has gone missing.
See, that's crazy that a month into this, people are saying, yeah, there's nuclear material missing. Don't know anything about that. Or a senator says, I don't know if they're foreign, domestic, or if they're a threat. That's just not possible that this can be happening.
Well, it's certainly not acceptable. Yeah. So, somebody in authority came out and said, no, there's no radioactive material missing from some medical lab. That's just not true.
Well, let me say what I'm not. I'm not worried that it. I'm not worried that it's Iran or China. I don't think it is. I agree with Trump. I think the Pentagon would know and do something about it. Of course, you would have thought they'd have done something about the spy balloon from China that went clear across the country, and they didn't do anything about it until some farmer said, hey, what the hell is that? And it made the news. But I'm mostly worried about bureaucratic breakdown and that sort of stuff in our government and what that means for the future than the drones themselves.
Well, let me leap ahead a little bit in response to the whole medical waste or not and what you're saying. It's a note from Mikey Luke email. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com is the email address if you ever want to get in touch. Gentlemen, I have an easy answer to all the government-related mysteries, quote-unquote. Works with any government-related kerfuffle. It's almost like a Rosetta Stone thing. Question, mysterious drones flying over New Jersey? Hunter Biden laptop? COVID released from the lab in Wuhan? The assassination of JFK? The Russia hoax? Joe Biden is mentally fit and capable of winning the presidency? Answer, to all of them, the government is to blame. They are covering it up and they lied to you. It's not complicated. I wonder. So
the lying to me for my own good, that's my concern. That's my concern that when the S hits the fan and China does attack or something like that, that we'll get the, I don't think they can handle this treatment that Fauci did with a lot of information. And I don't like that. I hate that a lot.
The whole team. And if you didn't hear our going over the House Oversight Committee report on the COVID thing, grab the podcast. It was hours one and two. Armstrong and Getty on demand. Having said that, yes, I agree completely. The condescension from particularly the left, but a lot of the people in power is just, you can't take it. So, Madeline Kearns, who now writes for the Free Press and is Scottish and super smart and so cute, with the leading theories on the drone thing. And it's longish, and she doesn't come to any firm conclusions, obviously, but the leading theories are the sightings are part of a mass hysteria. And as Michael Shermer, founder of Skeptic magazine, told the Free Press, these things happen as kind of a self-generating social phenomenon where most people don't look up into the sky. They don't really think much about it till they hear stories, start looking up, and they start noticing things. And now we all have cell phones. The vast majority of these are obviously airplanes. You can see them when you blow them up. Big wings, small wings, blinking lights. Okay. here's my answer to that. I think what's going on with the drones is several things. And at the tail end of this, yes, it's that. It's exactly what Shermer was describing. At the beginning of it, though, with drones flying in what appeared to be an organized way near our military installations, that absolutely could be Chinese nationals in the United States doing the bidding of their communist overlords. There's a guy busted surveilling Vandenberg Space Base with drones, busted on a flight back to his communist fathers recently. They're doing it now. On the West Coast, but it's unthinkable they'd do it on the East Coast. What are we even talking about here? It's happening.
Well, it almost has to be something like that because the fact that the DHS Secretary Mayorkas or the president or whoever hasn't come out and said it's all planes. We haven't come across one thing that we can confirm as a drone we don't know about. Nobody has said that.
Right, and actually, Maddie Kearns does point out that the lack of information and the weird, vague stuff is just creating a vacuum into which nutty stuff flows. How perfect is this? There's an assemblywoman in New York, or New Jersey, rather, named Dawn Fantasia.
Ooh.
Is she dancing tonight at the Bada Bing?
I don't know. An OnlyFans page.
Last Thursday, Fantasia told the Free Press that the foreign adversary theory was plausible, but like other lawmakers, she's since shifted toward another explanation.
Most people do believe these drones do belong to the U.S. military. However, beyond that point is very difficult.
She says you literally need a magic eight ball to shake it to figure out what the actual purpose is. They quote a state senator. I believe some of them are drones controlled by the United States government and blah, 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 blah. But nobody's talking, so nobody's sure. The sightings are drones belonging to a foreign adversary. And she gets into maybe not various quotes, but it varies across time again. Which ones you're talking about, which sightings you're talking about. And what bothers me is everybody is picturing not what I was discussing about Vandenberg Air Force Base, but they're discussing like the Iranian mothership thing. Or that the Chinese Navy leveled up a sub and then surfaced a sub and then sent drones forth into the sky.
Well, that crazy House rep actually said with certainty, I've talked to people at very high levels, it is an Iranian mothership. I mean, he That's said right. it like he was a fact he knew.
Yeah.
That didn't
yeah.
help anything.
But, again, it's so much more likely that, A, it's the Chinese, and, B, they're using some of the tens, hundreds of thousands of Chinese nationals who live in the United States, many of whom are official or unofficial intelligence
agents.
Well,
can you justify the government keeping it a secret from us that the Chinese have drones in the sky?
Only if they – it's like the great lengths – we went to most recently when we had human intel out of the Kremlin, and we were extremely careful to couch everything in ways that would not make that clear. There are legendary examples from World War II. So it's possible we have a capability or an intelligence source or something that I can't imagine how that would factor into the complete lack of information. Now, vague everybody because, is, but it could.
Because you've made the argument, and other people have too, about the Pentagon, DARPA, whoever, has different stuff that we don't know about, and they test it all the time, and they can't tell us about it. But there's got to be a limit to that, right? What if you had giant robot monsters that are 40 feet tall walking across the country? They couldn't just keep
Can
saying,
they kill you with laser beams they shoot out of their eyes?
We don't
I'm
know
just
what these things are because that would okay. reveal we have that program. I mean, there's got to be a limit on that, right? On terrifying
yes.
people?
Giant Frankensteinian robot terrors roaming the landscape eating school children. Yes, that would be too much. No, you're right. And even with drones and the sort of thing I've suggested is possible, to do it over a population center is a hell of a thing. And I, again, we have it from a very, very good source, better than the New Jersey congressman with the mothership, have it from a very good source that if there is something like that happening, the Pentagon or the CIA or whomever will get in touch with local law enforcement and say, hey, guys, we can't go into the details, but if you get calls about mysterious aircraft in the area Thursday night, it's us. Don't freak out.
Right.
We're happy to be of help.
Right.
For obvious reasons. You don't want information vacuums, bizarro stories, and I don't see anybody panicking, but there's a fair amount of concern.
Well, remember that clip from the current governor of New Jersey the other day saying this is our highest priority?
Yeah.
This is our highest priority as the governor of a state to figure out what these are.
How's he doing on that? I haven't heard anything.
But how does the federal government not somehow give a wink and a nod to the governor of the state and say, trust us, it's okay. So he's not going around saying that.
You know, let's listen to a reporter talking to a major general who did a Tuesday briefing, Major General Ryder. He said they're unequivocally not the Department of Defense, as far as he knows. Throws that in at the end. What about the drones flying over the military bases? 35, Michael.
What about the ones that are flying over military bases at this point? Have there been any possibilities of collecting what sort of information these drones are doing or anything like that?
Yeah, again, just to kind of put this into context, and I know that our colleagues at the White House, FAA, DHS, FBI have all made this point. So over a million drones registered in the United States, and on any given day, approximately 8,500 drones are in flight. And so the vast majority of these drones are going to probably be recreational or hobbyist. They're going to be commercial drones, used in things like architecture, engineering, farming, or they could be used for law enforcement. Is it possible that some of those drones could be up to malign activity? It's entirely possible, but the vast majority, that is not the case.
All right. My talents are very modest. I play guitar like I have hooves. Sing like an angry mule.
You can't dance.
Oh, please. I can't begin to dance. My athletic stardom is 35 years in the rearview mirror. On the other hand, I am a world-class BSer, and you should never BS a BSer. That was a non-answer. What about the drones near the military bases? Well, that's it. First of all, I'm going to list six federal agencies. Next, I'm going to throw out a bunch of statistics about drones in the United States. There are over 1 million registered drones in the United States of America. At any given moment, 8,500 of them are in the... Why, that's fascinating. I've forgotten completely about the question I just asked you. Come on! Answer the question!
Something weird is going on. I just don't know which brand of weird it is.
But he got to the end and said, is it possible some of them are up to malign purposes? Yes. How about the ones I just asked you about there?
Right.
Stars and bars or, you know, medals and hats.
Huh?
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Do you know? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
For eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Hello, I'm Dr. Harvey Abrams, head of research audiology at Jabra Enhance. Did you know there's a connection between untreated hearing loss and chronic conditions like cognitive decline and dementia? The good news is hearing aids can actually reduce these risks and help you stay connected. Today, I'm excited to tell you about my favorite hearing aids, the game-changing Jabra Enhance Select 500. Jabra Enhance offers an affordable solution for most common hearing problems with our best-ever speech-enhancing capabilities for a mighty sound in a micro-sized package. Plus, with Jabra Enhance's premium package, you get 3 years of continuous remote care provided by licensed hearing healthcare professionals. No waiting rooms or long commutes. It's as easy as video chatting with a friend. Because at Jabra Enhance, our job is to help you hear and be heard.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with SkyRizzy to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. SkyRizzy, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about SkyRizzy today and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
There's a feeling that Christmas, children laughing.
Some more business news. Walmart announced that some of their employees are now wearing body cameras. Yeah, it's a fun way to remind customers, hey, a lot of crazy shiz goes on down here. Of course, the Walmart greeters are so old, the cameras will be shooting up their nose the whole time.
How do I turn it back on the, say hi to the baby? Okay.
Wow.
I wouldn't worry about that, though. The fact that Walmart has existed for how many decades without locking up all the products and then now has to lock them up and didn't have cameras on their greeters and now has to have cameras. I wouldn't worry that civilization is falling apart or anything, just normal course of events. Speaking of normal courses of events. First this, a couple of NBA notes, one cultural, one about the game. The NBA All-Star Game is ridiculous and has been for a very long time, and they've been trying to come up with a way to make it not ridiculous. Here's their new idea for 2025. The NBA All-Star Game will now be a 14-3-game tournament, the league announces, with different All-Stars playing each other to try to see who's the best team. So, we'll see.
So, quadruple as many games where they don't try, okay?
Friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show, who works in sports, sent me a video and this text last night. Working the NBA Cup in Vegas, here's a snapshot of young American culture. Only one player showing respect during the anthem. My coach, he was a college basketball player, this guy. My coach would have had the entire team running suicides the following practice had only one of us not stood up straight for the 60-second anthem. That's the Houston Rockets in this video. Same level of respect with Atlanta, Oklahoma City, and Milwaukee. Another cultural decay thing that nobody seems to care about. Nice.
I like your question. Has there ever been a society before that tried this experiment of teaching self-loathing to their children systematically? I mean, a successful society is a society that's pioneered human rights around the globe. I mean, that holds sacred the right to free speech and trial by jury and all the rest of it. Teaches its kids, oh, no, it's actually a force for evil. I don't know, it's sickening. Speaking of basketball, got some great emails on the ridiculous, laughable Caitlin Clark controversy in the WNBA. We can touch on those next hour. I mean, really good insights. And also, the year in review, the big news stories of the year. We'll glance back and think, how the hell was anybody worried about that?
Well, the election and everything that went on was obviously one of the biggest stories of the century. Oh, my God.
Joe Biden, he's fine to run again.
Well, and an assassination, a couple assassination attempts. Oh, my God.
Armstrong and Getty.
True love is unconditional. It's more than just a word. It's an action, a force for good.
It's like showing up, giving someone a fresh start, a compassionate ear, or even just a smile between strangers.
At the Salvation Army, love gives beyond situation and season. It extends beyond holiday parties and family traditions.
It notices the kids who go without gifts and families that struggle to have Christmas dinner or any dinner at all.
While Christmas lights are sparkling and temperatures are dropping, you can be the difference for a family in need right in your local community.
Your donation can help put presents under the tree today and food on the table all year long for your neighbors who need it the most.
This Christmas, you can change lives and make an impact by giving a gift that lasts beyond the giving season.
Warm hearts and homes beyond the holidays this year by donating $25 a month at SalvationArmyUSA.org or at a Red Kettle near you.
Give now to help a neighbor in need through the holidays and beyond. SalvationArmyUSA.org. SalvationArmyUSA.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.